1320 WILS 648. I should note that there is a fire ongoing now in Bath Township. Quite an enormous fire, actually. Black smoke everywhere. Fire personnel are working to put this out. It's at Coleman Road between Nichols and Marsh Road. And it is closed right now until further notice. So Coleman Road between Nichols and Marsh Road closed due to a major fire in Bath Township. You hear about the importance of exercise and diet for your health, but what about music? Music can have a huge influence on your health and on your brain specifically. Dr. Neil Barnard is with us, author of, 18 books, books like Power Foods for the Brain. He's also well-known for his dietary advice, specifically promoting a plant-based diet. He's a board-certified psychiatrist, but he's also a musician. His latest musical project is a group called Carbon Works, and he is here with us on WILS. Dr. Barnard, great to have you on WILS.
Great to be with you today.
Tell me this. You're a board-certified psychiatrist. I'm curious, have you always been a musician then, or...?
Yes, since long before I ever went to medical school. I grew up in Fargo, North Dakota. I don't know if you've ever been there. I can't say I necessarily recommend it.
I saw the movie, but...
that's my mom in that movie. Anyway, when I was about 6 years old, my parents got the idea that any civilized person should be able to play the piano and probably another instrument, too. So that was a big part of our upbringing. And all the way through medical school, I kept it up playing piano and cello. And then I really moved into guitar and rock and roll and that kind of thing.
Okay.
So I don't want to exactly say I was sort of a doctor by day and musician by night, but it was a bit like that. And then along the way, we discovered that music is not only lots of fun and can be beautiful, but it actually can work like medicine, and that's been the surprising thing. So Carbon Works, by the way, the name comes from the idea that we are carbon and these are our works,
mm-hmm.
but it's designed to be good music, and I think when people check it out on YouTube or Amazon or whatever, I think they'll really love it. But we also discovered that it can affect your brain in some really surprising ways.
We should play some of the Carbon Works music here. Let's fire it up. So the first clip we're going to hear a little of here is called Louder Than Words. Clip one, Johnny, go ahead and fire that up.
I hear you.
That group is called Carbon Works. Dr. Neil Barnard is with us. It's his musical project. Sounds like you've got quite a few people involved there.
Oh, we do. We have 16 musicians, actually. But that beautiful voice you hear is Martha Robach, who is from Norfolk, Virginia. And we also have an Italian singer named Naif, N-A-I-F, who is just fabulous. And I don't know if you know the Coen brothers film, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah,
where
absolutely.
George Clooney breaks out of prison. In that movie, there's a guitarist that is standing at the crossroads because he's just sold his soul to the devil. That's Chris Thomas King, and he's a New Orleans blues guitarist, and he joined us as well. And so we have just top-of-the-line musicians, and the music they're playing is just really beautiful. And so Carbon Works has all that to offer, so we're really, really, really happy to have our new record out.
Now, you talk about the effect on the... You said it's like medicine? Music can be like medicine for the brain. How so?
Yes. The research starts out, actually, as women are giving birth. They're in pain, but if you ask them to rate how much pain they're having, and you give them music that they've pre-selected, it's almost like a constant massage all the way through. They clearly rate their pain as less. And then in the operating room, when patients are nervous, you could give them a drug like Valium or something on the way in, but it turns out if you select the right music, it calms them even better than drugs will.
Mm-hmm.
And after surgery, when you add up how many pain pills they needed, they need less pain medication if you give them music along the way. Now,
well, what would you say, right kind of music? What is that?
Well, that's right. If bluegrass is not your thing, or if hip hop would, you know, drive you out of the room, then that's not your music. It can be happy music, it can be sad music, but it has to be music that you already knew about and you already liked. And if you're a person who just hates all music, then it's not going to have any medicinal effect. But brain scans have shown us what it does, that if I put you in the brain scanning machine, and the music starts, you see the parts at the center of the brain light up with the release of a neurotransmitter called dopamine, and dopamine gives a sense of pleasure and reward. And so you could get a little bit of dopamine when you're anticipating the musical peak, and you get another one when you hit the peak, and then it happens over and over and over again. And it lasts for a period of time afterward.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? So it's just a personal preference of the music you prefer? Is that what it comes down to?
Yes. It has to be a kind of music that you actually like. Mm-hmm. But it's been amazing to see what it does with patients who have Alzheimer's disease. I'm talking about advanced Alzheimer's. They can't remember a name. They can't even understand simple instructions. But if you play music for them, they will start singing along. They will get the lyrics absolutely right, mm-hmm. things that they maybe have known when they were 8 and 10 years old. And if you sing it wrong or you use the wrong lyrics, they'll correct you.
They'll identify it. And you're, by the way, Dr. Neil Barnard with us on WILS. You're a board-certified psychiatrist. So can you pull people out of, let's say, a state of depression with music?
Yes, I think you can. And there are other dopamine triggers, too, and the best thing is to put them together. The three big ones, by the way, the ones not to use are illegal drugs, tobacco, alcohol, all junk food. All of these things trigger some dopamine, but they come with a cost. But physical exercise, being with other people, causes a little dopamine release in your brain. Mm-hmm. And so let's say you're at a party and people are with each other, they're dancing, which is physical exercise, and they're hearing the music. Those three things together make you feel good, and that's the dopamine coming out in your brain.
Hmm.
And nobody ever stopped in the middle of a dance tune to say, forget it, I want to have ice cream instead.
Right.
Because the music gives you the dopamine.
So you combine the music, the people, and the dance. Now, dancing can be embarrassing. I don't know, that's a tricky one.
Yes, that's right. Well, it can also be, it can be any kind of physical activity. You go to a Zumba class, an aerobics class, what are they doing? It's people together having fun, moving their bodies a lot, and nobody cares if they look silly.
Mm-hmm.
And the music is usually turned way up loud to get right into the brain. So don't get me wrong, this doesn't mean you don't want to do other healthy things.
Yeah. Well, in fact, I should know, you're really famous for your dietary books, right? Your books on eating in a way that basically eliminating meat from the diet, right?
That's how we got into this,
uh-huh.
is we use vegan diets for people with diabetes or weight problems, meaning you get away from the meat and the cheese and so forth, and people lose weight. They do beautifully, and they feel great. Mm-hmm. However, I've discovered that sometimes people have cravings, and that's caused us to try to figure out what's going on. And for some people, the craving comes from being low in dopamine in their brain. The brain just doesn't make it. And so they're eating junk to try to get the dopamine back. They don't know they're doing this,
mm-hmm.
but they have a craving that causes the dopamine to be produced in the brain. And that's why every day they're having the same junk.
And the idea is to increase the dopamine. How do you do that for yourself? I'm guessing you're not going out and dancing every day. What do you do?
Well, the three things that I mentioned can be done in a million ways. So when people are, let me give you the opposite. If a person is in total isolation, let's say your family's all gone away on a trip and you're left at home and there's you and there's chocolate, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to eat the chocolate because that will drive up a little bit of dopamine. But if you're around other people, that gives you, we don't think of this, but it's true, it gives you a little bit of dopamine, makes you forget these other addictive kinds of things. So you've got to build social support into your life. If you are totally sedentary, you're missing out on a very, very healthy dopamine.
And can you feel it? I mean, is there an immediate moment where you're like, wow, my dopamine levels are up now?
Yes. When people experience it the most is during sexual behavior. And if you just kind of imagine that same quality but just turned way down,
mm-hmm.
Little bits of good feeling can come out in any kind of social interaction. And the way this has been studied is with brain scans.
Mm-hmm.
So I can put you in a brain scanner and I can play the music and you just see the scan light up.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, in terms of this dietary aspect, do you believe like eating meat and so on and the non-vegan diet, does that somehow affect dopamine in a negative way?
Unhealthful foods can drive up dopamine in a dangerous way, in the same way as heroin or cocaine will do it. So that's why we encourage people to to get their dopamine in healthy ways. You know, Beethoven doesn't have any calories. So I'm hoping that people will go onto YouTube and check out CarbonWorks videos. Every song has a video with it. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, stick with a healthy diet and use the music to enrich your life along with the healthy foods, and you'll get a body that you're proud to be in.
The group is called CarbonWorks. It's Dr. Neil Barnard, author of well over a dozen books, including Power Foods for the Brain. Dr. Neil Barnard on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Dr. Barnard.
Thank you.
This is 1320 WILS. One more time, the latest update we have in Bath Township right now, there is a structure fire, a major one, on Coleman Road between Nichols and Marsh Road. It is now closed until further notice, but it is ongoing, and we're talking about big black billowing smoke coming up. So we'll keep track of this issue as it unfolds today. But as of the moment, in Bath Township, Coleman Road between Nichols and Marsh Road closed until further notice. We are back tomorrow at 6 p.m. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Johnny Buck, right here on 1320 WILS. Thank you for joining us. Have a good night. Bye-bye.